It must have been done by some law or science, for there can be no such thing as accident with God. But the news of him spread abroad more and more. Large crowds gathered to hear him, and he healed them of their complaints while he kept in lonely places and prayed. You see, I had a person came to me not very long ago. He had rheumatoid arthritis of the knee. And he says, you know, I can't kneel down to pray now. I says, why do you have to kneel to pray? You don't have to kneel to pray. So I say this, prayer is a recognition, a realization of one's oneness with the Creator, with that which is real, that which is whole. It was this awareness that Jesus had all the time to become strengthened through his awareness of this truth. And it is only prayer is a means of strengthening you. And if your prayer is real, then you are strengthened through your awareness of your oneness with reality, where the creativeness is in you. And it is in the great silence and the immensity of being can this creativeness and awareness be understood. It is not in the noise that comes from outside. It is not from the relative world, but from a feeling that the creativeness of the universe and yourself are one. And that was the Master's prayer. We are so often bound by paralyzing suggestions that come from our crude thinking. Suggestions that are accepted and acted upon without question. We are subject every moment of our lives to these paralyzing suggestions, the product of our race thought, while we ourselves are often caught up in the process because we accept without question and act upon these suggestions, the result of which we are well aware of. I see this every day. A person comes to me and she says, you know, somebody said this and somebody said that. But this, what I was suffering from was this and that. I says, why do you listen to those suggestions? You come here in fear, full of fear, because you believe what these people said was wrong with you. That it is a truth. Now you see it in your mind. You believe it to be true. But it's entirely an error. And after I prove it to you that the error is in our mind, then the condition begins to disappear and the quietness comes over the mind where fear disappears. Now why? I will tell you. Mind is a substance that can be changed by the thoughts that are sown in it. And matter is mind's substance in form. Therefore, mind is a spiritual substance that can be changed by the power of thought. It is what we think. Therefore, fear and faith are the same thing. What we think in fear and what we think in faith, so we produce. So it is being, as the Master said, unless your eye is single. And it is not the double-minded creature, fear and faith, one battling against the other, but an awareness of the truth that is not double, but single, in itself complete. In the mind there is this duplicity, but not in spirit. Impressions of fear, worry, and sickness are given to us daily, while emotion is often the main cause of those spontaneous suggestions that enter into the mind. Like seeds, they fall while the individual is unaware that they are being sown. And a state of emotion, the emotion of fear, the seeds fall, and they begin to grow in the soil of the mind has been prepared for its growth through fear. Also, the mind can be prepared for the growth received through faith. What I am trying to show you this is it isn't the idea that's going to cure you, but the living presence of God, the wisdom of God that is established in you now, that's the only cure. Our opinions have a strong suggestive influence upon us. Our race feeling and antagonisms leave a deep impression in our minds. Our minds, like the earth, are fertilized by fear to receive the seed. This substance mind accepts truth and error and is governed by truth and error. The fruit shows which of the two governs, fear or faith, truth or error. If the error then is established in your mind and you believe it, then you will know what governs the mind. But if you understand the teachings of the Master, you will see how clearly he makes it plain that his healing was a science, not healing done through ignorance, but healing through the truth. You can have healing through ignorance, and you do not know how the healing took place. What can you gather from that? Nothing. But when healing is done through the science of truth, through the wisdom of God, then you know how it is done. Then you are the wiser. If mind is directed by the wisdom of God, no bad results can follow. But if it's directed by error and ignorance, it shows forth the error. The wisdom of God is perfect and is now existing at this moment. Wisdom works like the law of mathematics, but error has no law. Therefore, the destruction of error comes by the introduction of truth. Matter is not destroyed, but the error is dissolved because it has no life or intelligence in it. It is man's own creation. The only existing intelligence is the wisdom of God that has intelligence and life. The error has none. Therefore, it dissolves away as the error in the sum passes into nothingness where it belongs. Now let us see the action ideas have upon us. An idea accepted by the mind causes certain cells in the brain to become active. Acceptance is the first process and transformation is the second. We see then what is produced. How clearly this whole thing is. For the simple reason is that the brain, matter, is a mind substance of a negative nature, while the mind, which is interpenetrating, it is a substance of a positive nature to it. Therefore, whatever the consciousness is aware of, mind creates the idea. The idea stimulates the cells of the brain into activity, and brings action there in accordance with the intensity of the idea. If you think of your hand, or your leg, or your foot, whatever the case may be, in a minute or two you will feel the energy flowing there. Or if you believe that the certain things happening to your foot, to your arm, you will find also that the sensation is there. Because of the fact that the idea stimulated the brain, the cells connected with the hand or the leg. Therefore you have an effect in a particular part of the body according to the idea you hold in the mind. Mind controls the brain is mind in negative form which responds. It is the instrument from which physical expression takes place. The cells of the brain have a certain action upon the corresponding parts of the body. For instance, when we think of an arm or a leg or an eye, there is a definite reflex action takes place between the two, causing action according to the intensity of the idea or thought in the mind. Very simple, is it not? It's very clear to one who understands. But the wisdom of God is always in operation. And I've told you so often, when you take off the brakes, God does the work. The mind interpenetrates the brain by a process of ideas, impulses are created in the brain cells, energy is released in that particular area of the body, revealing a change in the tissue structure through chemicalization. From a chemical activity, every thought is expressing itself through a chemical action in the body. The body, in fact, is electrical in nature. Just two poles, working positive and negative, working in harmony with one another, creating activity, just as a battery does. Every cell in your body is a mechanism of its own, having independent action. Move or do according to what the mind directs. If you then are single-minded, aware of the truth, the wisdom of God will manifest. But if you fear a certain thing, the idea in your mind created by fear, and the emotion of that fear will stimulate the idea so that you feel the sensation through a chemicalization on the body. When wisdom, the truth, are in the mind, natural healthy impulses are created. When error is dominant, so is the same process in action. Wisdom dissolves error because wisdom is eternal and true. It is God's action, while error is just an idea, a belief, that has no wisdom or law in it. So you create an idea in your mind, relatively. It's not a reality. You have a belief in your mind. It's a temporary thing because your belief can change, your ideas will change. But the wisdom of God never changes. It's eternal and ever. Life is the active principle, not the brain or body, for they have no power of their own. They only transmit what you feel and think. Therefore I say that the truth is your salvation. The prophet spoke of the two trees in the Garden of Eden, the garden of the soul, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You are told to forsake one and cling to the other so that you would forsake the one in which good and evil grow together and cling to the wisdom that is life. Lest your eye be single. In the mind you always two opposing forces. In the mind there is always the opposite. Health, ill health, success, failure, so forth, and you're continually creating opposites. Unless you discern the fact that you're creating opposites, you'll always be troubled by the opposites. So therefore, if you think of health, the ill health is also there. You must become aware of your creative force, the creativeness in the silence of your being. And there you'll find the immensity of being of the whole, where creativeness exists as an eternal expression of the One in all you and me. What fire does not mean the substance to be consumed, but the process of consuming it. The fire is subject to our direction. The power that governs mind is spirit, consciousness. Spirit is wisdom, and knows the truth and applies it. A thought may be sown in the mind while we are in ignorance of the truth, and it comes forth. A particular sensation is produced in the chest. The consciousness inquires, and the answer is bronchitis. So the spirit in man is disturbed and tries to get rid of the enemy. The disturbance is the effect called seeds. Now, if no name had been given to it, or fear existed, the idea or tree would have died of itself. But immediately recognize that you give it a power in your ignorance, so it has no power but the power you give it. So you see that you struggle with these things. Yes, the spirit in you, the consciousness in you is the spirit. But the consciousness is not aware of itself. It's not consciously aware of itself, of what it means. Therefore, it tries to get rid of the idea. It struggles with the idea, and only it creates the opposite to what it wants. And the effect of this struggle is called the trouble. Therefore, we see the effect of our struggle. If you can only see what I am driving at, the wisdom of God is now eternal and ever-present. You do not have to create it. What you create is a relative thing, temporary. But the wisdom of God is permanent, is whole, complete, eternal and ever-present. When we recognize a thing that exists, even if it be an error, and we try to fight it, so we battle with it. Now, why not use wisdom and truth and see what happens? The error would die of itself because it was not watered by ignorance and recognition. We take an opinion for the truth. An opinion is often made up of mind directed by error. Truth is the destruction of its error. An opinion. You evolve with different opinions about certain things. All your opinions are different, and most of them are conflicting with one another. Therefore, your opinions are not the truth. Even if you live in the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it is not the truth. Whenever you think of virtue and you try to be virtuous, you feel the power of evil. This power that has no power of its own, when the wisdom of God is present, then there is no error, because you know the truth. Most people assume that mind is one thing and disease is another. The theory that mind is one thing and disease another has left people and darkness, and have caused more misery than all the evils put together. Mind and disease are the same thing. There is no difference between the two. When you create an idea, you create a disturbance in your mind. That disturbance in your mind is disease, no matter what kind it is. If you fear it and struggle with it, then you will die in your ignorance. How true is the Master's words? And yet people cannot see the truth of them. To put a person in full possession of his faculties is to remove the burden that binds him. These burdens are the effects of error having control of the mind. The error is made up of mind, and matter is mind modified. Therefore, belief in the error produces its kind. Surely then you can see clearly what I'm driving at. This is probably one of the most scientific lectures you have heard, but nevertheless, if you find the truth behind it, it will do you more good than anything else. I'm not going to say that you can grasp this in one reading. It requires several readings. Even my words to you are relative in regard to it, and that's why you have to study it. Such time that you'll be able to see behind and there find the truth for yourselves. The intelligence itself contains no opinion. It has no opinion of itself. It doesn't create any opinion within itself. It is intelligence. It is eternal. It is wisdom. It is perfect action. It is present now. Intelligence itself contains no opinion of itself, is eternal and ever present. When we discern the error and recognize the cause, the error will disappear. When we discern the error for what it is, then, when you discern the error, you will know that it has no power of its own, because you will see, you can look at it, as it were, external to the self, being relative to the self. But if the self is recognized and realized, that itself is not the cure. To recognize the self does not cure you. It's to recognize that which is behind the self, the wisdom of God. That thing that you cannot define, only know that it is, and become aware of it. The intelligence is the perfect idea, the beginning and the end of all things. Disease is but the offspring of man's mind in ignorance of the truth. Disease has no intelligence in it. When disease comes to us, it is the result of a chemical change. The understanding of this should lead us towards the scientific law that will put us in possession of a knowledge of ourselves and will eventually put an end to the evil which man, through his ignorance, thought he was subject to. And man today is continually thinking that he is subject to some evil, and is giving this evil a power it does not possess, and begins to fear all the evil, and he sees this thing clutching upon him, taking hold of him by the throat, and he begins to fear it because he sees that it's a power in itself, at least he believes that it's a power in itself. And through his ignorance, he succumbs to the conditions which he fears. Immediately you create separation. In any form whatsoever, you create an opposition. Immediately you create separation in your own mind, you create an opposition. And immediately you feel a separation between one race and another, you create an opposition. Immediately you create a separation between an idea and another, you create an opposition. Opposition then turns to antagonisms, antagonism turns to strife, and strife then becomes what? The evil that is clutching at man's throat. And who created it? Man himself, and no other. Tree of knowledge of good and evil is the thing that grows in man's mind. The tree of life is the wisdom of God. You may ask, who was the founder of this science? The founder of this science was Jesus, the man of Galilee. Now, because Jesus healed the sick, this of itself is no proof that it is a science. But because it was done, there must have been a scientific law behind it, for there is no such thing as accident with God. And as Christ was God, the knowledge and science was also there. When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Know you not, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. I of myself can do nothing. It's the Spirit of the Father within me that doeth these things. Here is the awareness of reality. Here is the science that Jesus. And that by his science he performed these things clearly and distinctly. When he was accused of curing disease by Beelzebub or ignorance, he replied, "If I cast out ignorance and disease through ignorance, my kingdom or law will not stand. But if I cast out ignorance and disease through the science of the law of the Christ of God, then my kingdom will stand, for it is not of this world. It is not of this world of ignorance. It is not of this world of duplicity. It is not of this world of opposites." Now, your world is a world of opposites. And your mind is the opposite, always the opposite. Every time I talk to any of you, I see nothing else but opposites in your mind. And yet I try to correct it. The next time I see you, you're just the same. Why? Because you have not discerned the fact that you are living in opposites. My God, I can hardly believe my ears sometimes. And yet I've been talking to you all this while, and you yet do not know what I say to you. No wonder Jesus talked to his disciples when they would not believe him. When he talked to them, and some of them said, "Well, we listen to talk like this." So many of them left him because they could not understand him. So he turned to the 12 and he said to them, "Do you want to go too?" And Peter replied, "No, Master, where can we go to? You have the words of eternal life. Where can we find it elsewhere?" Therefore, you see, I am not of this world. This world has no power over me. It's got nothing in me. I have power and dominion over it. Yes, and in heaven too. And where in heaven? He's told you clearly, the kingdom of heaven is within you. I am the Father, the Father is in me. The eternal, ever-present. There can be no outside him, being infinite in nature. Everything must be within him, being infinite in nature. He must be within everything, being infinite in nature. There can be nowhere where he is not. I am in him and he is in me. No, you're not. I am the Father and the Father is in me. The science of the Christ is complete. The Christ is the wisdom of God in you and in me. When others cast out disease cured by ignorance, there is no science in these cures. And although the cure existed, yet knowing the cause, the world was none the wiser for the cure. The Christ is known to be the Son of God. Jesus, who knew himself to be the Christ, he must have known the science. And his science was the kingdom of God. Therefore, it was not of the world of ignorance, but of the truth of the eternal life now. All his words lead to that eternal life. He who believes in me and him who sent me has already crossed from death to life. It was a hard thing for people who were steeped in dogmas and creeds and systems, all conformity, all tradition and all rituals, to throw them completely away and accept this truth that Jesus showed them. Yet it was the wisdom of God and the only thing it could save. Tradition couldn't save them. Ritual couldn't save them. Beliefs couldn't save them. Ideas couldn't save them. Dogmas couldn't save them. Creeds couldn't save them. Because these things were only in the mind. It was living in the opposites. The only thing that could save them then was to see clearly, to believe in me and him who sent. How could he speak except in parables? We will see all his parables shortly. In this series of lectures, we will explain his parables according to the science of the truth, according to the science of the Christ. You will see then how beautiful they are, how true they are. To enter into the Christ kingdom was to enter into the knowledge of the law of life. This is the light that shines in the darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. How could the darkness comprehend the light? Wherever light is, darkness disappears. Wherever the wisdom of God is, error disappears. I'm not telling you something new. I'm only repeating what Jesus knew and taught. I'm putting it in different words. Nevertheless, it's the same truth that he knew. The new era is about to dawn when man will begin to see something of the true meaning of life, which is the Christ, and is in you and me. Within life itself lies the secret of all things great and small. In life is the science, the wisdom of God, and is perfect now. This is the tree which you must take hold of, will be a spring of living water rising up to eternal life. When this is understood, the thought created in ignorance or error will destroy itself. Our growth cannot be measured by the present standards of man's thought. If we could but see a glimpse of the tremendous power of life that is inherent in us all, the world would change overnight. Man would immediately discern what he was doing, and by discerning what he was doing, he would free himself. But man is caught up in his error, in his fear, in his faiths, in his beliefs, in his various religions, with all the various paraphernalia, he's caught up in it all, and has smothered that which alone is reality. One day, consciousness of God will express itself through the consciousness of man, revealing itself to him. Here am I. I am that I am. There shall no longer be any separation or divisions, as they create opposites. Visions create strife, disharmony. We call ourselves by different names. Christians, Mohammedans, Hindus, Scotch, Dutch, English, German, Russian, Chinese. We all call ourselves by different names. We create divisions in our own minds and set up division in our own souls. And therefore, which leads to strife, we can never escape war and destruction until such time as man has seen the error created in his own mind through separation. Yet man clings to his ignorance even so he reads the Master's words and the words of the prophets. His ignorance blinds him to the great inherent glory waiting to blossom forth of his own free will when man understands the unlimited state of the Christ consciousness inherent within himself. That limited state, not where there is divisions and separation and limitation. If you have divisions in your minds, you have limitations. And you are according to your divisions, so is your limitations. If you are antagonistic to one another, because you are a different race, or creed, or dogma, whatever the case may be, then according to your division, so is your limitation. Only through wholeness and completeness can come the power of God and the wisdom of God into your hearts and minds. If your mind heart then is filled with these antagonisms, it will surely create thought feeling which will outpicture itself in your lives and in the lives of many in the world, because you are the world. Do you expect the world to change through blueprints of conferences, political meetings, which are built up in separation? Do you believe now that the UNO or any other organization is going to save you from war and destruction? I tell you no. Why? Because these things that create war, create divisions, create destruction is still in the mind heart. Therefore, I say your thought feeling is creating those conditions in the world, and therefore you suffer because you do not discern what you are doing. There's no use mincing matters about this. You are students of the highest teachings, the teachings of the Christ, the oneness, the only begotten Son, the One, but a Father. Thought is a wonderful thing, but thought does not originate by itself. Consciousness is the moving factor in every thought, and the consciousness in man is the means through which every thought, every action is produced. When the consciousness begins to realize itself and understands the signs of thought in action, it sees the signs of the law of the the only begotten Son of God, that does what he sees the Father do. I do what I see the Father do. He becomes aware of the law of the Christ of God, the wisdom of God. Therefore he sees, and therefore he performs, and he says clearly, the Spirit of the Father within me that doeth these things. It's the wisdom of God in operation through me that is performing those deeds. I, of myself, can do nothing. Neither can you. Neither can I. Therefore, if you limit yourself to the self in which you are, and you think that you have power because you limit yourself to your own self, then I say you're living in ignorance and an illusion. Only through the oneness of life, the oneness of only begotten Son of God, Christ, the wisdom of God in you and me. This corrects all error, dissolves all these things away. Then the world will become clear. No more war. The lion and the lamb will lie down together. The Lamb of God is that inner peace. The Lamb overcomes the lion. The Lamb is the peaceful Spirit of God in man, the Lamb. The lion is the outer self that man has created through his own ignorance, has no power of its own. The Lamb overcomes the lion. The both lie down together. The inner becomes the outer, and the outer becomes the inner. The natural laws are but the expression of God's will in man. These natural laws are perfect in themselves. Harmony is the foundation of our being. And perfect peace of mind and body enables these conditions to manifest. The divine image held in the consciousness of God is outpictured through the consciousness of man by the intelligence of God. This is a science of life in action and a protection and a guide for us through life. If we'll but know the truth as the Master showed, he that has ears to hear, and let him hear. Benediction. O perfect one, thou art the essence of my being. made in the image of thy perfection. The errors I have dissolved away, for it was in my ignorance I allowed the seed of weakness to grow. But now thou art just behind my eyes, with which I see. Thou art just behind my ears, with which I hear. Thou art just behind my touch, with which I heal. Thy eternal sweetness is just behind my prayer. Thou art behind my love, revealing thyself in my caresses. Thou art just behind my kiss, O beloved, perfect one.